The black helicopter crowd knows you.
Tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
The American, they're thinking crazy, but now they're ready.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Black Helicopter News. This is episode number 90. I'm your host, Andrew Robinson, a.k.a. President Zen 1. And today is Friday, July 14th, 2017. It is Bastille Day and also my good friend Deb's birthday. So happy birthday to her. It's currently 72 degrees and rainy with some light fog here in Bradley Beach at the Jersey Shore. And right now, the current time is 6:55. For first-time listeners, Black Helicopter News is a lighthearted podcast where we discuss pop culture, the paranormal, as well as strange, odd, and unusual news stories. I've got a stack of news here in front of me to get to. Dead Bigfoot confirmed at Elephant Butte Lake, New Mexico. 10 secrets about America that'll make you wonder where all the freedom went. An interplanetary race known as the Archons rule the world according to ancient texts. How you can actually help stop climate change. So all that and much more coming up next. But before we get into things, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a moment. I want to mention a few things. For starters, I said I'd mention after the pay-per-view, Great Balls of Fire, WWE pay-per-view just last Sunday. Brock Lesnar did hold on to his Universal Heavyweight title. And unfortunately, Enzo Amore, the half-pint partner of Big Cass, did not walk away with a W like I had hoped he would have. Like I said, with wrestling, usually the bigger and stronger person prevails. It's pretty predictable. So, yes, he was defeated in quick fashion. He was bodied. Utterly. Also, side note, on that pay-per-view, it was good, though. Very entertaining. I enjoyed it. The Hardy Boys, They participate in an Iron Man match against Sheamus and Cesaro. 30 minutes. First of three pins. Literally, it came down to the last second. The last second. The Hardy Boys lost. They lost the belts. Which was a bummer. But they will hopefully regain the titles very soon. Other than that, I had not got a chance to see Spider-Man Homecoming. Still looking forward to seeing that as soon as possible and getting you that fanboy review where I will just gush over it. Looking forward to seeing Aunt May, Marissa Tomei. That will be just great. Let's see. One more thing. I had seen on Netflix right now, I believe it's called Extraordinary, the Stan Romanek story. Unbelievable UFO documentary. You gotta see it. So, critics of this say it would have cost about $50,000 to fake this. Now, most people don't have $50,000 to just throw around and fake shit. So, let me just get into this. This is a guy that just actually, this is a weird-ass looking dude. All right, he's very weird. He's a UFO enthusiast and apparently an author. He has spoken at the International UFO Congress. So he claims he was abducted by aliens. His documentary, it's so interesting. He documented hundreds of pieces of evidence. Even the first instance where the documentary starts off with footage of a strange object that was flying through the air. He documented that. He documented the whole entire process over years. There was, this started in 2000, and he had tons of experiences since then. great documentary. Check it out. Sad ending. He just so happens to gonna stand trial in 3 days from now for accusations which are pretty unsavory that I don't even want to say what. I'm sure you can find out if you check him out on just Google. So, where should I begin? Okay. So this guy has footage of objects in the sky. He has footage of what basically appears to be a gray alien peeking through his windows and stuff. He has been supposedly chosen for whatever reason to breed with another human abductee on an alien spacecraft, a woman that was not his wife. And what they did was they spliced the DNA with theirs, and he had a hybrid humanoids children, apparently. He had like 9 of them or something like that. So this is the thing. This guy passed hypnosis sessions with psychologists. He has been under intense scrutiny, and supposedly he has been telepathically communicating with them. He has been abducted by them. They sent him phone calls. He was talking to them on the phone. As crazy as it sounds, these were amazing, and some extraordinary, and some just possibly absurd. But if you take just 40% of his message, this is the real deal. Basically, there are gray aliens out there. I believe that's what they are. Well, we all know as fans of this story that there are several different alien races operating under our noses right now. They are all competing for different agendas. And this alien race that has chosen him or harassed him, whichever you choose to describe it as, they've said that he was a starseed. He was an important person that was trying to spread the message of the enlightenment and empowerment of humanity, where this guy went under hypnosis and they were giving him these equations, things such as the Drake equation, which no average person can just write out. I mean, this is like math genius stuff, pure physics. They were giving several different intense equations, mathematical, that would begin to give humanity the jump start for intergalactic travel, right? So obviously, for some reason, that we are not at that level where we don't meet the minimum requirements or something it was talking about. It was saying that certain conditions would have to be met before these equations could be utilized for our benefit. Pardon me. But this was so interesting because experts say his video where he had this little gray alien peeking in his window would have cost 50 grand, 50 racks to fake. And this guy was just your average schlub. So basically, this guy, even another side note, this is like a mini review of this YouTube, Netflix. Check it out. I think it was just released too. He had a busted ACL on his knee. Aliens came through, did something with 4 different incisions. Like, they did something and left like 4 little mini scars that were healing up. Like, I can't even explain it. Basically, he had his leg healed. He had his knee healed. This would have been a career-ending injury for any athlete. He wouldn't have been able to use his leg anymore. He was able to. And you can even ask his doctor. He didn't need surgery. So, I mean, this is crazy. This is amazing. I suggest you check this out. Supposedly, he was framed with some unsavory stuff that I'm just not even going to utter because it's just so degenerate. Now, this guy, I got to admit, does look... This guy looks kind of weird. He's really weird. So, as 21 Savage would say. So, I don't know. You're innocent until proven guilty. But he was charged with some unsavory shit. But I just want to say that had to do with hacking or his computer or something along those lines. And just to say that some people in the government can plant shit with technology on your computer systems if they are pissing you. Now, I don't understand why the government would be so pissed with someone revealing that there is multiple races of aliens trying to communicate with us. I don't see why he would want to be silenced. I don't think the government would be hating on somebody trying to bring us equations that would give us supreme technology. But I'm sure hope he was set up and he's released on free. But if not, you know what? Hopefully justice is served. I don't know what else to say. Check it out, though. It's a damn good video. It gets a little dry in areas, but it's pretty cool. You get a lot of good footage. It's supposedly the most impressive UFO documentary. It's called Extraordinary, the Stan Romanek Story. It's 105 minutes, was released in 2013. It's now on Netflix. So, yeah. This guy is supposedly the father of, like, 7 different alien hybrid humanoid children. So, please, check it out. All right, enough. Other than that, we're going to get into our next segment. But don't forget, folks, as I like to say, 90% of the mass media is controlled by just 6 corporations. And they're preying on you, the listener, with their fake news. Controlled puppets by the criminal bankers looting our economy through the Federal Reserve. These are the people that are controlling your mind with brainwashing on the television programming. So help keep us independent, folks. Subscribe to the podcast. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio. So let's get into the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Dead Bigfoot confirmed at Elephant Butte Lake, New Mexico. This is on mysteriousearth.net. Allegedly, the body of a Sasquatch was recently discovered on northern shore at Elephant Butte Lake on Wednesday by a camper and his wife. The campers, who wish to remain anonymous, are from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they've obviously heard of the rampant sightings of the Bigfoot in this whole area. They described the creature as about 8.5 feet tall and like 800 pounds, covered in black hair. Broad, muscular dude was brolic. Diesel. Slim waist, though. Long arms. Arms reach the knees. Ape-like hands, etc. This is crazy, folks. The only picture I see here is of an 8.5 foot humanoid shape underneath a white blanket. Here's the deal, folks. The camper was an avid outdoorsman. He told Sierra County Sheriff. Now, if you want to fact check this, folks, check out, hit up the Sierra County Sheriff investigators. They know the truth. But they were, look, the hunter, whatever you want to call him, the camper, he was skeptical. He heard of Bigfoot, but he didn't think it was real. And he was scared shitless. He admits that. So, he did state that the creature had some sort of a compound fracture of its right leg, and his cause of death was probably due to infection. We must also report that the remains were removed under tight security by the military to an undisclosed location. Most likely Area 51, somewhere where they are protected by black helicopters, folks. So here's the deal. we finally may have, possibly, a dead Bigfoot, which can lead us to at least an organic evidence of molecular proof. Physiological level type stuff, folks. Scientifical. So, what do you think, folks? I know that there's not a lot of evidence, but this is exactly the playbook for these people. The government loves to scoop things up, like the Roswell incident. They love to scoop up paranormal stuff and hide it, because they don't want us to know. They think you're stupid and you can't handle the truth. I think you can. But what do you think, folks? Please let me know in the comment box. All right, folks, next up. An interplanetary race known as the Archons rule the world according to ancient texts. So, this is on disclosed.tv. The Gnostics believed in ancient mystical faith. These people were persecuted for their beliefs by early Christians who believed they were heretical. They thought they were talking shit. Today, this faith is best known for its assimilation into certain Christian scriptures, like the Gospel of John and Book of Revelations. However, most of the primary information relating to this has been lost and destroyed and suppressed totally. But in December 1947, discovery was made in Egypt, a secret reservoir of primary sources of ancient texts that may hold crucial information about the UFO phenomenon. The Gnostics had a huge emphasis on altering their psychological state in order to reach wholeness and connection with the entire cosmos. Folks, this is why the New World Order, the government, the Illuminati, why they don't want psychedelics to be consumed. This is why these criminals, the criminal bankers, do not want us to be able to use psychedelic drugs, because they know it'll unlock the keys of the universe, and they can't have us evolving beyond the need for them and their control structures, because we won't need them and we won't want to pay them taxes. We will become aware that taxation is theft. We'll realize that we can sustain ourselves without the criminal gangsters putting their tyranny on us. Anyway, so these ancient texts suggest that they were able to commune with the psychoactive plants, yoga, and sex rituals to become one with the universe. These gurus, or I guess you'd call them shamans, came to develop a theological belief system centered on the goddess Sophia, which would be the origin of divine wisdom. In addition, they also believed that inorganic alien beings are present in the solar system and had a pivotal role in determining the course of human civilization. So, folks, I'm not going to read this whole article. However, everything we're talking about will be linked in the description, right? In the description. So you can go find the article yourself. You can click on the link, go there, read it yourself. But the last point I want to make, though, these Gnostic texts focus on Archons as an extraterrestrial being, right? That were aware of a wide range of other alien and extra-dimensional beings that existed throughout the universe. Most of these beings were considered either benevolent or indifferent to humanity, but the Archons were hostile as fuck. Perhaps, look, I'll say this one. The Tall Grays are supposedly evil, and the reptilians are the evil offshoots of the Archons. So, with our previous story with Steve Romanek, he was dealing with short gray aliens. The shorties were good. The tall boys, They're not good. No good. They're no good. They're bad. And reptilians, of course, you could realize they're bad just because they've got those evil eyes that look like fucking monsters. All right. That's it, folks. I'm going to put the link inside. What do you think? Do you believe in the Archons? Reptilians? Tall grays? The tall boys? What about the shorties? Oh, God, folks. There's so much. Dude, I believe there's several alien races that are fucking with us as a civilization. Under our noses. Some of them probably are. Oh God, folks, it gets too deep, the rabbit hole. Some of these people probably are in the highest levels of government. The British royal family have been long believed to be reptilian scum. Okay, folks. Links in the description. Let me know what you think about this. All right, folks. What you can actually do to help stop climate change. Let's switch gears for a minute. This is on midnightinthedesert.com. I'm going to make this one quick. So, as we know that, I'm not even going to get into the details. Folks, you know the deal. Mostly that there is climate change going on. Is it our fault? I don't know. Volcanoes do contribute to a shit ton of carbon dioxide, right? More than humanity and civilization ever has. So we can't take the full blame. We got to blame fucking volcanoes more than us. But what can humans do? Here's some key things. All right. Have fewer children. Folks, I'm doing my part. I don't have a kid. And no girl will go out with me. So I'm doing my part. All right. Living without a car. Okay, folks. Here's what living without a car. This is your traditional car. Pretty soon we're going to have more and more widespread electric cars. Tesla just unveiled a $35,000 car. So they went from over $100,000 to the $35,000 car. And this is only in a handful of years. Folks, electric cars are the way of the future. So don't look at it bad as living without a car. There's soon going to be various ways to travel, even in flying cars and in drones. So, soon, folks, soon. Don't even worry about that. But yes, living without a car. Avoiding transatlantic flights. Hey, folks. Hey, I'm not going across the Atlantic. I can't even get a job to pay for myself to go to Amsterdam. So, hey. Avoid transatlantic flights, at least on a regular. Who's the most culprit of these type of flights? Celebrities and the elite. Politicians, etc. Now, what else can we do? Finally, eat a plant-based diet, vegetarian, or at least mostly. So, folks, and this is actually more if you want to read. This story came out of Popular Science, so it's legit as hell. Again, what do you think about this? What do you think? Can we actually help stop climate change? Who gives a crap if Trump said we're out of the Paris climate change accord or whatever you want to call it? We can do things ourselves. We don't need government to tell us how to fucking stop climate change. We can do this ourselves. Okay? Next. 10 secrets about America that'll make you wonder where all the freedom went. This is on WakingTimes.com. I'm just going to run through the list, folks. We know that we are under assault by the globalists and the New World Order scum that are running the country. I don't know. These are just scum. These are the bankers. They're puppets of the criminal bankers, the Rothschilds, the Federal Reserve. All right, ready. Number one, the U.S. is only one of two countries in the world which taxes non-resident citizens for income earned elsewhere. Again, one of two. Let me rephrase this. The U.S. is only one of two countries which taxes non-resident citizens for income earned elsewhere. Number two, the Federal Reserve is not federal and there is no reserve. Okay? These are the criminal banking cabal of criminals that are looting our economy through the Federal Reserve. Just because you hear federal, and it's not federal. This is a private organization owned by the Rothschilds. Number three, there's no law that actually requires U.S. citizens to file income tax returns. It's unconstitutional. So, but you know what? If you want to know more about that, check out America, Freedom to Fascism by the late Aaron Russo, who was killed by these criminals. They knew he was exposing them. They had to silence him. Number four, the IRS follows Americans around the world and harasses foreign banks to control the finances of U.S. citizens. Again, another case of the New World Order and the criminal bankers controlling our lives because they are greedy, evil entities. Number five, American churches are required to register with the federal government and are not allowed to engage in political speech. This is a sickening thing because if you really study religion, you will know that Jesus overturned the tables of the money changers and he whipped them. He whipped them until their backs bled because these were criminal bankers and Jesus hated them and wanted them dead. So they say churches, no, they can't speak their mind on, political beliefs or they will be punished. All right, number six, free speech permits and free speech zones severely restrict our First Amendment rights. No shit. Yes, these criminals, starting with, Bush and Obama, these people have been doing this. They've been infecting us because back in the day with Vietnam, there was anti-war protests on colleges. This is when America was making real progress. No, you can't do that anymore thanks to Bush and Obama, who are just two puppets of the criminal banking scum, criminal gangs. Number seven, approximately two-thirds of Americans live in official constitution-free zones. What's that? That's where U.S. Customs and Border Protection has given a jurisdiction over the travel right of Americans. That's 100 miles of the U.S. border in any direction can be, basically, can nullify the Constitution. That's criminal activity by these political fiends. Number eight, many ordinary and historically common rights, etc. practices have now become privileges regulated. Taxed by the state. What do I mean? Building a home, fishing, hunting, going off the grid, gardening, collecting rainwater, getting married, starting a business, cutting hair. All this stuff you need to have permits for. This is sickening and disgusting, folks. These people have hijacked our ability to create wealth on our own and taxed it. Pure sign of a Luciferian evil system that's broken. Number nine, policing the U.S. has become a profit branch of the government. Police brutality and violence is reaching epidemic levels. This we all know. And I gotta say, people are speaking out on it. And look what's happened to what's that football name? The football guy that used to, he's got the fro now. The dude that played for the 49ers, he's speaking out on this. He's been punished because they're mad at him for saying his mind, for explaining how the police system is for profit, for starters. Jail cell is for profit. They're doing this. They're just disgusting. These people have reached levels of degeneracy where they will just, they're just gangs that are violating human rights of everyone, not just black folks and colored folks, but everyone. That's called the police state. They want to extend their tyranny upon you until you submit. These people need to be, dare I say, stopped or at least greatly reformed. Anyway, moving on. Number 10. America has the highest rate of incarcerated people the world has ever seen. Thanks to the war on drugs, which has failed miserably. These people are making a profit. America has 4.4% of the world's population and has 22% of the world's prisoners. That is a sign that you are living under utter tyranny by corrupt bankers that want to enslave us. These people, I'm going to say it, need to be stopped. I don't know how, I just want to say peacefully. They have to be peacefully destroyed. Okay, folks? They're imprisoning everyone for every little fucking thing. And we can't have this anymore if we want to really look in a mirror and say we are the greatest country in the world. If we are, then we have to eliminate all 10 of these fucking things that have destroyed and eviscerated our freedoms. We have incredible people, productive ones. But government has gotten so bloated and disgusting and degenerate that it has gone unchecked in its power. Okay? This is insane. People should not be able to be subjected to become slaves of the state. Our freedom is going by the day. We have to take it back. And I'm sick of this, folks. Wake up. Get with the program. We have to stand up to these criminal bankers, to these criminal gangs that are running around with badges, that are running around trying to destroy us. Take our freedom. No, fuck that. Anyway, folks, they're trying to shut us down. These criminal organizations, these professional liars that think you're stupid. CNN, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News. The list goes on and on. All these news organizations are just full of fake news and fear-mongering and just flat-out lies. These are the types of organizations that don't want you listening to me. They don't want you to tune in to Black Helicopter News because they know that I'm exposing them. And this isn't going to... I'm going to put up a fight. They're not just going to... I'm not just going to allow these degenerate suits, suit-wearing rich fucks silence me. No. Folks, your voice counts. Subscribe to the pod. Share it with family, friends, loved ones. Tell everyone who's really giving you the truth. Who's shooting from the hip? It's not Joe Scarborough, the adulterous scum Mika Brzezinski, or any of CNN's people. No, they're all full of shit. Bill O'Reilly, Stephen Colbert. No. No. If you want to hear the real news, check out Black Helicopter News. Check out InfoWars. Check out the Joe Rogan podcast. A lot of the local news is legit. Just stay away from these big companies that are just trying to make money off you. Folks, that's all. Folks. So, what did you think about today's episode? Well, you can hit us up on Facebook, Black Helicopter News, or on Twitter, at PresidentZen1. While you're at it, check out my music on ReverbNation.com/PresidentZen1. So, until next time, for Black Helicopter News, I'm Andrew Robinson, a.k.a. President Zen 1, signing off.